Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, and praise the Lord. My Stars of Heaven Network listeners, what a blessing it is to be here with you again on this beautiful day the Lord has made. I certainly hope you are rejoicing and being glad in it. As always, it's a blessing to come and break bread with you, and I'm in a very sobering move. It's like a sovereignty that's upon me right now. And as I am listening to the Lord speak and in the place that He has prepared for us, I'm reminded of the word of the Lord when it says that we're to be sober-minded, to be grave. Amen. He said, because you're enemy, the devil, is a roaring lion, whoever may devour. And even though I'm in the midst of my 9th year anniversary celebration, this celebration is really in a sovereignty as well, because as a believer in Jesus Christ and a minister of the gospel, the state of the world, and being reminded of my commission and why I answered the call of God upon my life, I always puts things in the proper perspective. So I'm excited to be here with you in this truly joyful time of Brides of Christ Women's Ministries, an anniversary celebration. And on today's broadcast, on today's celebration, I'm coming to you from the Knights of Christ. Knights of Christ Paternal Order, and I'm excited to minister to you from the Knights of Christ, because it truly is a ministry that was in the foundation of my salvation when I gave my heart to the Lord, where the Lord used to send me to men and send men to me and minister to them by the Spirit. I'm not a male. I am female, but truly the Spirit of the Lord that is upon all of us, because there's no gender. It's a special ministry to me, and I'm excited to be here with you to minister from the Knights of Christ. And today's celebration, prophetic word release, the Lord gave it to me when I first entered into this celebration. I remember him speaking to me about the priestly anointing. And I tell you, I remember when he was speaking to me about the priestly anointing in the beginning of the celebration, as I was praying about the new year and what he wanted me to do, I really just felt a warm, inviting, majestic spirit. And that's the only way I can describe it. It was real majestic, and it was real plush, if I could use that word, plush. And I liken it to like a piece of wool or velour, a comfort or a garment that's really soft. I just remember what I felt when he was speaking to me, and I'm like, wow, God. And it was just regal and real majestic, and I knew I was in the presence of the Lord. And as I entered into, the presence of the Lord and was praying regarding the ninth year, I immediately knew that this would be the first fruits of my holy convocations, and that this would be I was entering into a new dispensation of grace, of his instruction, of his will and purpose that he had set for me for this year. So I'm really excited to be in this 19th day of the celebration to bring this to you, because it was what he spoke to me in the genesis of this celebration about the priestly anointing and how everything was new. You know, I knew I had entered a new elevation, a new realm, because I had never been here before. And so it's really been challenging for me to forget the old things and allow the Holy Spirit to move in a new way in my life. And that's in my everyday life, you know, simple things. When he nudges me or leads me to do something, even though I might be, I'm used to doing it a certain way, allow the Lord to do it and move on me in a new way and be obedient and trust his leading. And so I really want to make this really practical for you all that are listening, my listeners who are listening, my sisters and brothers, whatever level you're on. God is doing a new thing. He said he would do a new thing. He beheld, he said, behold, a new thing I do. And he said, Paul said, one thing that I have done, that's forgetting those things which are behind and pressing toward the mark of the high calling. So I pray that I'm able to get through all this today. If not, I'll come back and finish it up on the Heavenly Host broadcast. But I really want to take my time on today in this midweek celebration of Wonderful Wednesday to really just share with you what he's saying and impart this unto you. And I pray that you receive this impartation and that you will position yourself and posture yourself so that you can bring forth the fruit of it. Amen. The Word of God says that he watches over his word to perform it. Amen. So all we have to do is receive his word on good ground of our heart. Amen. And all we have to do is till the ground of our heart so that seed can fall on good ground. Amen. But just a little bit more about the dress rehearsals, because that's exactly what holy convocations are. They are dress rehearsals. Amen. Once we quit this walk of life, we don't get another chance. Amen. It's going to be showtime. Amen. When we he comes to catch us away or we die in the faith, that's going to be the time where we're going to give an account. And so that's one of the reasons why I'm kind of in a sobering mood, because of the reality of heaven and the reality of hell and the place you choose to go. And that's manifested even right here on earth with a lot of the suffering that we see. Yeah, and that is perpetrated by the sin nature. Amen. Those who are lost. Amen. Those who are possessed with demonic spirits. And which also, why I'm encouraged, according to what Isaiah said and what Jesus said when he was baptized by Apostle John. Amen. And the prophet John, when he said that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him to comfort those that mourn, as it was prophesied of Isaiah, he was anointed to preach good tidings unto the meek. Amen. He had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison door to them that are bound. So when the Lord anoints us and he gives us his spirit, this is the order in which, in what he, we're supposed to be doing. And I'm going to get into the Knights of Christ broadcast ministry in a minute, but I just wanted to take you back and just read this to you, because many have left the simplicity of the gospel. Amen. And even though we are operating out of the prophetic now, we have revelation knowledge, the word of wisdom, it's real important to remember what the manifestation of being anointed is. Amen. And wherever you are in your life, wherever he's positioned you, you are anointed to manifest all of these things. Amen. And that's by way of our giftings. Amen. By way of the empowerment and endowment of the Holy Ghost that has been poured into us. Amen. And the thing that I love about what Isaiah prophesied in the coming of the Messiah was that in his proclamation of why he was anointed, he says to what? Proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. And this is the acceptable time. Glory be to God. This is the time. Don't know the Lord and depart in your sins. If you've not repented of your sins and you don't have don't know what the future holds, which none of us does, but we know what the word of God says and we know what to expect according to his holy will. Amen. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. And this is the acceptable time. Amen. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart in the day of provocation. This is that time. Glory be to God. He also said to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Judgment is surely going to come. Amen. And that judgment is not because God hates or anyone. He loves all. Jesus loved all. That's why he shed his blood for us. But the vengeance is for the disobedience, the deliberate disobedience of those who did hear the word of God, amen. And I can honestly say that I believe that God can have mercy on those who, and he said he will have mercy on those who don't know him, amen. And I'm just reminded what Jesus said, that a harlot will make it in before a hypocrite. And I really do feel the vengeance of God upon those who have heard the gospel and have done contrary, who have a purpose and deliberately turned aside to lies and bribes. So as God said, vengeance is mine, said the Lord, I will repay. Amen. Vengeance belongs to God. Amen. And in that forgetting those things are behind, we have to forgive and let go. And that's one of the things that I'm doing in this celebration from moment to moment, you know, not allowing things to cleave to me. Even if it's something that's been wrong, I'm giving it to God. I'm responding accordingly, and I'm releasing it for the next moment. Glory be to God. So that I can comfort all that mourn. Amen. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them the beauty for ashes, amen, so that we can give and speak the word of the Lord, to give people hope, amen, to prophesy life, hallelujah, by the power and the fire of God, amen, to give them the oil of joy for mourning, amen, preaching the good news brings faith, it births faith, amen, and we have to be anointed to preach the word of the Lord, and I'm so excited about that. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Glory be to God. With so much grief and suffering in the world, and even as believers, I have to remind myself to praise the Lord regardless of what I'm going through, regardless of what I'm feeling. When I enter to places of times of despair or depression, I'm remembering the spirit of heaviness. I mean, the spirit of the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, really putting on the garment of praise. Amen. Sacrifice of praise. Glory be to God. And all of this is done according to Isaiah, that we may be, that you may be called trees of righteousness. the planting of the Lord, amen, that he might be glorified. Hallelujah. And so I really want to read Isaiah 61, the first through the third verse to declare to you, this is speaking about you. Amen. And if you receive the Lord in the pardon of your sins, you have confessed your sins, you've repented of your sins, you've accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. These are all the things that will manifest in you and through you. And the blessed part about that is that we can touch somebody else with the anointing upon our life. Amen. And as Jesus said, truly the harvest is plenteous and the laborers are few. Amen. I want to quickly go to the men's ministry, the paternal order of the Knights of Christ, because in this declaration and proclamation of the homecoming king, he said that he wanted me to come from the Knights of Christ because this is a time where the Lord is really, really, really raising up fathers and doing a new thing with the fathers in the spirit. And I'm reminded, and as I have given you in 1 John, the foundational scripture for the Knights of Christ paternal order, is what he said, amen, when he wrote to the fathers. And he said, because you have known him, amen, that is from the beginning. Amen. He said, I also write unto you young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. He said, I write unto you children, because you have known the Father. Amen. So I'm blessed and praising God for his paternal order, his paternal holy order. And as I share with you in on my mission page of the Knights of Christ, those paternal orders are just the things that the Lord has spoken to you, men of God, in what he wants you to do. Amen. And that's always going to be according to the word. Amen. And according to the equipping, glory be to God, that he's giving you by way of the Holy Spirit, by way of your giftings. And so I just wanted to just encourage the Knights of Christ, my brothers in Christ, the fathers in the spirit, the elders, amen, to be encouraged on today. Know that I'm praying for you and that this is a time where God is releasing new mantles, amen. He's polishing some of your armors, amen. There's also a changing of the guards, amen, happening in this hour because of the new kingdom world for the new kingdom leaders, amen, and new heaven and new earth. And I'm excited about that because it causes the daughters of Zion, amen, and the daughters of Jerusalem to shout, hallelujah, to shout and to praise God because of his coming, amen, because of his return, glory be to God. And I tell you, I'm excited about that because we know what to expect, amen, as wise virgins, amen. We know what the end shall be, amen, because we have read the Holy Scriptures, amen. So it's really a blessing to, again, be here with you in the ninth year be on my prophetic will calendar according to his holy will, according to his grace, his mercies, which I knew every morning, glory be to God. And as I shared with you before, it's important to identify the Lord and be able to identify those who he will send to you. Amen. To know those that labor among you. Glory be to God. That's what the word of the Lord says. Know those that labor among you. And as Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Because, again, this is a great hour of falling away. Amen. And that's why he says some men have left their first estates because they forsook the word of the Lord to go after filthy lucre. Amen. So we have to really, really be careful in these last days and make sure that we will worship him in spirit and in truth. And the Knights of Christ, the fathers, who God has given us, amen, based on the covenant, blood covenant, new covenant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is our chief apostle, amen. He's our elder brother, amen, who is compassed about in the heavens, amen, ever making intercession for us, amen, before the Father, amen. So I'm excited about this message, inter sanctum, the inner sanctum of the Holies of Holy, living in the priestly anointing, because that is the goal, is to make sure that first and foremost we keep our estates, amen. We only do that by His grace, amen, because we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But to understand that that inner sanctum, amen, is a place we enter to boldly, amen, because the Word of God says that we're to come, what, boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find help in a time of need. And it is the holies of holies, amen. And there's different levels in entering to the holies of holies. There's the outer courts, then there's the inner courts, and then there's the holy of holies. And so my purpose in being here with you is to help you and minister the word of the Lord to you, to help you get to those places, amen, by giving you the word of the Lord, to give you word of instruction, amen, by the word of the Lord, amen. And so when He spoke to me about inter sanctum this morning, the holies of holies, it just took me back to what He said initially in the first days of this celebration. Now, the first thing I want to share with you as it relates to the inter sanctum is understanding where it first resides. Amen. And the inter sanctum first is the seat of your soul. Amen. It's the state of your soul. And many people kind of get it backwards and get it wrong, because the first thing they do is run to a church, amen, and that's fine. I mean, that's where you're supposed to go. That's why the sanctuary is there. But that sanctuary is there who is supposed to have true, holy, godly leaders, amen, who are in the place, in their priesthood, to lead you to Christ when you come to the church, amen. So that you can develop a personal relationship. I'm here, glory be to God, as a vehicle, as a vessel only to lead you, amen, to guide you, to give you the word of the Lord, which will take you where you need to go, amen. It's not about what I know and my knowledge. It's about what the word of the Lord says. And so I really wanted to start with this basic genesis of where it starts, your soul. Hallelujah. And I'm afraid to say that many people who are going to church are going to hell. Amen. Because going to church does not make you safe. Having knowing scriptures and having gifts of the Spirit, knowing how to operate out of your gift, does not make you safe. Amen. Which is the danger of being saved and then being deceived or led astray, amen, by false doctrine and false teaching. Because Satan's ultimate goal is to steal your soul, amen, or to have your soul bound up, amen. So that's the first thing. The seat of the soul is the state of your soul, amen. And again, in this celebration, I'm celebrating that my soul is saved. Hallelujah. I'm celebrating that I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, amen. I'm saved by the shed blood of Jesus, amen, by way of the cross, amen. And my salvation came about because of my confession that Jesus is Lord, that God raised him from the dead. My salvation, my faith was birthed as a result of me repenting of my sins and turning away from the old way, my old nature, and accepting, amen, the divine, holy, resurrected power of Christ into my heart, amen, and into my soul, amen, which is my spiritual womb as well, amen. Now, the blessing part about you confessing, repenting, turning away, amen, and making sure that any person that you connect to is really, really saved, amen, really is of God, amen, And the only way you're going to know that is by the signs and the wonders that follow them. Amen. The fruit that they bear. Amen. And that's really a real serious thing in these last days with babes, you know, babes in Christ, or those who are hungering and thirsting after righteousness and hungering and searching for God. My heart just cries out for them because many are not really experiencing the authentic spirit of Christ. Amen. They're not really being touched by the Lord. They're being deceived by personalities and ego. Amen. And that's the problem. And many people, as I shouldn't with the last broadcast, are a stumbling block. Amen. It can be a stumbling block to your salvation. So I'm really crying out for you, those of you who even are saved and you're babes in Christ and you're trying to go to the next level. I'm praying that God will connect you with people who really are truly saved, amen, truly have him, and that you don't judge them by what you see, amen. Yes, it's God's will for us to prosper, to have abundance, amen, and that's what he promised. But if that's not manifested in your life, it does not mean you're not going to heaven. It does not mean you're not anointed and not blessed of God. Amen. As Paul said, if you have food and raiment, there be with content. Amen. And Paul said, whatever situation I found myself in, I found myself to be there with content. Amen. So I'm praying for you. And I don't want to get off track, but I just wanted to say that because many people are being deceived by looking for some type of sign that is temporal, temporal. That's based on the earth, amen. And that's fine too. If that's God, will give God how He wants to manifest Himself to prove Himself to you. That's glorious. But the sign you should be looking for is the cross of Calvary, amen. And humbling yourself. And surrendering all to Him, amen, and having a desire to want to know Him as your personal Lord and Savior, having a desire to want to have Him as your Lord and Savior. Now, the second thing that I want to share with you in understanding the intersanctum is that once you have repented of your sins, once you've confessed your sins, that it now reignites you with the Father. Amen. You now have a personal relationship with the Father through Jesus. Amen. Through His shed blood, by what He did. Amen. And the thing that Jesus said, that you have needed no man teach you. Amen. I'll teach you all things. That's what the Holy Spirit is for. And it's sad to say that many people have replaced the Holy Spirit with just the Word. Amen. And they've gotten caught up in idolatry and running to someone else to develop your relationship with Christ, which is fine. Amen. But those people who God sent to help you enter into those people God sent to you to help you enter into the holies of holies, amen, for you to develop a relationship with Him, should only be doing it by His grace, amen. Because remember, once you confess your sins and repented, you now were united with the Godhead bodily, God the Father, God the Son, God and the Holy Spirit. And it's really your responsibility to make sure that you grow in Him, that you grow in Him by getting to know Him, amen. And that's going to take prayer, communion, amen, discipleship. Now, the thing that I'm so excited about is that Jesus is our high priest, amen. As I said before, He's compassed about in the heavens. He's set at the right hand of the Father ever to make intercession for us. That means He's interceding for us. He's praying for us. And I'm going to quickly give this little promotion real quick about the August offering since I'm here. I'm going to be speaking about the WOW in August offering. And that WOW represents ways of the world. Amen. And I'm going to be speaking about the world because many people need to understand what being in the world really means. Amen. And the ways of the world. Amen. And how you can get caught up. So I just wanted to kind of just say that since I was already there, because he said, I want you to reteach or touch on that again about the world, because as I'm sitting at the right hand of the Father, he said, he's not coming. He's not praying for the world. He's praying for those that are in the world who are the sheep of his pasture. And many people get that confused. Amen. He died for the sins of the whole world. It's something that you have the free will to accept him. But him being resurrected after being crucified, and now he's praying for those that are his. Amen. Let's make that real clear. Amen. And the Lord knows those that are his. Amen. There's no trying to convince somebody, oh, I'm of God. No, he knows those that are his. Amen. And so I just wanted to say that and expound upon that, that he said, I pray not for the world, but for those that are in the world, that they be kept through my word, through your word, Father God, because he was, again, sent by the Father, amen, to reconcile us to him. Now, the thing that I so love about this anniversary is that I'm experiencing, as I share with you, his divine presence in a new way. Amen. It's like that Juul commercial. Take a new look at an old friend. That's what it's like. I'm taking a new look at an old friend that I've been knowing for a long time, but in a new way. And I tell you, that is coming by way of relationships and new alignments and my fellowship with the body of Christ, those who I'm connected with in the body of Christ in fellowshipping. Amen. Because the word of God says, forsake not the assembling yourselves together. Amen. Being among the saints of God or those who he has joined you to as his bride is where we get our strength, where I get my strength. Amen. And the thing about his presence is that it's omnipresent. Amen. He's all-knowing, all-seeing. As I shared with you before, his name is Elroy. The seven spirits of God is always before his throne. Nothing is hidden from his eyes. And that's why it's so important to have the fear of the Lord. Amen. A healthy fear of the Lord, which is, I reverence you, Lord. I respect you. I respect that you created heaven and earth. I respect that you wake me up every morning. I respect the fact that you allow me to work and get a paycheck, or that you're providing for me, however way you're doing it. And when you are grateful and thankful, that is the thing that also will cause you to stay centered, whether you're in the outer courts, the inner courts, or the Holy of Holies. Amen. He just wants you to be in his presence. He just wants to be able to touch you, amen, and to show you that he can speak to you and that he's real. Amen. Our God is real. He's the true and living God. Now, another thing that I have in my notes regarding the intersanctum of the Holies of Holies is communion. Amen. Our communion with him is manifested and governed by the administration of the Holy Spirit. Amen, which is the body of Christ, the fivefold ministry, the angels. Amen. And once you repent of your sins, you confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and you tarry, you wait to be endowed. You wait for him to impart his spirit to you. And that does not just mean sitting, waiting, but that means actively saying, Lord, I want you to fill me with your spirit. That tarrying is praying, separating yourself. And I remember when I first got saved, when he consecrated me to himself, not more or less for the ministry, because I had just got saved, but unto himself. Because remember, the first call is to what? Holiness. Our God is a holy God. So in me preparing to receive the Holy Spirit, I had to allow him to what? Sanctify me, purge me. And that's the process by where you are filled of the Holy Spirit. And that indwelling of the Holy Spirit, once you feel it, amen, you'll know it because you'll have the evidence of speaking in tongues, and it'll be like fire, amen. Be like a zeal for him. That zeal is just your love and your passion for him, of falling in love with him. And that's the only way I can put it. That tarrying is getting to know him and crying out to him and saying, Lord, show me who you are, reveal yourself to me, and being willing to separate yourself from things in the world and other things that will keep you from coming into the fullness of him manifesting himself to you. And that's not to say that God is hiding from you, amen. But you got to remember, when you get saved and you repent of your sins, you're what? You're separating yourself from what? The old nature, amen. You're separating yourself from those things that will keep you from feeling his presence. And I'm not saying that God can't speak to us, you know, as we are, because God knows I sin every day, something I say or something I do. But it's me going before him, asking for repentance and asking God to forgive me and knowing how to repent of those things and ask forgiveness, that he continues to abide. Amen. Because it's not based on my works. It's based on his grace and his favor. Amen. Now, the inner sanctum that the Lord spoke of when he was here was one of the things that he spoke to the disciples when he said, behold, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I'm at, you might be also. Amen. The disciples had already received Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. He was speaking to them now as what? Sons. He was speaking to them as disciples who would then be able to carry the message of the gospel. Amen. As apostles. So, even as I'm speaking to you, I'm preparing you for a place that's beyond this place. Because, again, no man know the hours or the day. We hope to live a long life, a long, prosperous life, holy life, but we never know. You know, I'm decreeing that. I'm not even speaking anything negative. I'm just simply saying no man know it, or the time or the hour that he's chosen for us to, you know, come before him. But the thing about the place that he said he was going to prepare, that they may be also, is a dual citizenship, amen. And so that's why it's so important that as inhabitants of the earth, that we live in a place and prepare a place for him, which is first and foremost what our bodies, a place in our home. Amen. A place where we have consecrated solely for him. Amen. And that place is the heart. Amen. It's always the heart. Now, I pulled up some scriptures that I want to share with you regarding that place, because that place now is what? Paradise. It's the paradise of God, where the tree of life is. Amen. In the midst of paradise, which whereby we feed, amen, we get our manna from, amen, which is for the healings of the nation, amen. That's why it's so important to understand and know and identify true anointed people who are speaking life, amen, according to the word of the Lord, amen. Paradise represents the garden, amen, which is a place that was restored to us by way of Jesus Christ, amen, before the fall. Now, what I want to do quickly is read Hebrews, the 9th chapter, amen, Hebrews, the 9th chapter, the 21st verse, because he gave me this to share with you for this celebration. That's Hebrews, the 9th chapter, the 23rd through the 25th verse says, it was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. Amen. And again, everything before Christ was just types and shadows of the things of heaven. Amen. They were what? Purified. Amen. When we got saved, we were cleansed through the word. Amen. Through water baptism. Amen. As Jesus said, now you are cleansed through the words that I've spoken through you. Verse 21 says, for Christ has not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true. Amen. So he's saying that these are figures. I'm a figure that's entered into the heavens, which are true. My testimony is true. He said, but the heavens itself now to appear in the presence of God for us. Amen. And the 25th verse says that he entered once. Amen. So we don't have to keep going before God, asking him to forgive us of our sins once we've done that. He's our high priest that was slain once. Amen. And that's why the word of God said it's appointed to man for man to die once, then the judgment. We only get one chance. And I can't express that enough to you. You only get one chance in this life to get saved. Amen. Once he died for the sins of the whole world, that's it. That was it. Amen. He died. He was resurrected. He's now sit at the right hand of the Father. And that's it. We don't have to keep doing things over and over again to be saved. Amen. We just have to stay the course. Amen. And hide his word in our hearts. Amen. That we might not sin against them. Glory be to God. And again, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, which is Jesus, who's just and faithful to cleanse us and wash us of all unrighteousness. Amen. Now, I'm at 3:12. Okay, I'm gonna share this last one, and then I'm gonna close, and I'm gonna come back on the Heavenly Host broadcast and finish this because I don't want to rush through anything. I want to make sure I share everything with you that the Lord has given me, and really break it down in practical ways that you could walk it out. Amen. You can apply it to your life. So in your own time, you can read Hebrews, the 9th chapter, and look up other words such as holy or garden. And I use BibleGateway.com. That's a good reference to use. But the key is hungering and thirsting after righteousness. If you're hungering and thirsting after God, you're searching for him with all your heart, you shall find him. Amen. And certainly I'm here to help you. As I have put on my website, I have some contact information. You can write me or you can email me. If you have any prayer requests, I'll be glad to talk with you and to pray with you and to even lead you to Christ and disciple you. Amen. I would be honored to do that and to help you in you joining your soul. Amen. And introducing you to my Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father. Amen. I'm going to share this one with you before I go, because the thing that he shared with me and shared with me about the inner sanctum is why we come into that place. Amen. And as I was praying, I said, okay, Lord, the invitation was us to come and dine. Amen. Come and dine with you. It was the invitation to the marriage feast of the Lamb. Amen. And that's why you see that dining car picture on my images, because he said that that's what it's like when you accept the invitation to come to the marriage feast. He said that dining feast is like being in a dining car because it transports you from one junction to the next, from one station to the next. Glory be to God. Amen. And I was so excited about that when he shared that with me and gave me that analogy. He said that the feast is one that is at my table that I prepare for you. Amen. Even in the presence of your enemies. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, but that invitation, the invitation that I give you for you to come and dine with me is one that I give once you have received me Amen. And so I tell you, Paul had a lot to say about it. And in the next broadcast, I'm going to touch on that, about the